This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Top diplomats said Sunday further progress had been made at talks between Iran and global powers to try to negotiate and restore a landmark 2015 agreement to contain Iranian nuclear development, which then U.S. President Donald Trump pulled Washington out of unilaterally in 2018. The diplomats say it is now up to the governments involved in the negotiations to make political decisions. It was the first official meeting since Iran's hardline judiciary chief won a landslide victory in the country's presidential election last week. Some diplomats expressed concern that Iran's election of Ebrahim Raisi as president could complicate a possible return to the agreement. The U.S. does not have a representative at the table in Vienna. However, the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has signaled willingness to rejoin the deal under terms that would broadly see the U.S. scale back sanctions and Iran return to its 2015 nuclear commitments. Myanmar's junta leader has flown out of the country to attend a conference in Moscow, state media reported on Sunday, his second trip abroad since seizing power in February. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing will attend the Moscow Conference on International Security, scheduled to be held from June 22nd through the 24th. Military-controlled television network MRTV reported Sunday. Since taking power, he has traveled abroad only to attend a regional summit hosted by Indonesia in April. The army overthrew a civilian government led by Aung San Suu Kyi after her administration dismissed its allegations of fraud over her party's landslide election victory in November. The UN General Assembly on Friday called for the halt to the flow of arms to Myanmar and urge the military to respect November elections. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet at the White House with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, chairman of Afghanistan's High Council for National Reconciliation, on June 25th, the White House said on Sunday. The meeting comes at a crucial time when fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban militants has surged since Biden announced in April that all U.S. troops in Afghanistan would be withdrawn before September 11th, ending America's longest war after nearly 20 years of conflict. The Taliban has staged a month-long campaign to expand its influence across the country as the United States has begun withdrawing troops and closed some bases and handed them over to the Afghan government. The troop withdrawal started on May 1st. Since the U.S. announced plans in April to pull out all its troops, at least 30 districts have been seized by the Taliban. Aviation giant Emirates said Sunday it will resume flights from India next week after Dubai lifted a ban imposed when coronavirus cases spiked. The United Arab Emirates, which includes Dubai, suspended all flights from India in April in an effort to curb the spread of COVID-19. Emirates says it will resume carrying passengers from South Africa, Nigeria, and India starting June 23rd. Some 300 flights a week were operating between the UAE and India before the ban was announced 2 months ago, according to the local media, making the air corridor one of the busiest in the world. The UAE is home to some 3.3 million Indians who make up a third of the population, most of them in Dubai. Russia's labor minister warned Sunday workers who refuse COVID-19 vaccinations, an area where they are compulsory, could be forced to take unpaid leave as infections spike and inoculation drives remain slow. He added that the suspension would last as long as the decree for mandatory vaccination is in effect. Russia's capital, Moscow, has ordered mandatory vaccination for residents working in the service industry, saying some 60% would need to be fully inoculated by August 15th. Seven other cities and areas, including St. Petersburg, have imposed similar rules, according to the Russia media. Free jabs have been available across the country since December, but only 19.5 million out of 146 million have received at least one dose, according to a monitoring website. Only about 1.5 million of Moscow's roughly 12 million have been fully vaccinated, and a recent independent survey found that 60% of Russians do not intend to get the shot. The capital city is recording about 9,000 cases a day over the past 3 days, far higher than 2 weeks ago when about 3,000 cases were recorded daily. Moscow's mayor said Friday the Delta variant has been identified in about 90% of those cases. Reported by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.